Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 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 Liftoff.
Now, back to our regular scheduled program.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody to the Full Sport Press Podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan, Aaron, on the On Deck TV network. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am J-Ho.
And I'm Coach Locke.
Weezy, producer of the show. Say what's up, Weezy.
What's going on? How y'all doing out there, Radio Land?
It's not Radio Land.
Podcast world.
Here we go. How was your weekend, fellas?
It was cool, man. It was cool. I'm kind of disappointed, but, you know, we'll get to that later on.
Yeah, that's how that happened.
Way to cook
what did
crumbles.
I get into this weekend? Some Jordans came out. Jordan 2s.
Mm-hmm. Black and Reds.
Yep. Victor Cruz.
Today.
Yep. Came out. I passed on both. One that I didn't know about was the Jordan 2s. I thought about getting them, and then I was about to check out, and I said, they're $190 mm-hmm. for 2s?
The more and more I saw them, they grew on me a little bit.
Yeah, I like them still, but
man, it's first time regular
190?
Twos. Yeah. It's that Python looking material. That,
and everything's remastered now with Jordan brand, so they're really selling the remastered retro shoe for sure.
They need to stop that. That's what they need to
190,
do.
190. That, you know, I remember. I mean, of course, they were all $100, but I remember maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago for the white and red. I think I paid $160 for those.
Yeah, because I paid $160 for the white and Concords.
Yeah, nah, that's so for $190 for twos. That's
ridiculous.
That's crazy to me.
Travesty,
especially not even like for real retros.
Travesty, man, yep. Such a travesty. Now make sure y'all check out the network website ondecktvnetwork.com to see all things related to the network, and check out the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast with Animal Brown and Spike Lou every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern. The latest show is up. I'm looking for revenge.
Yep,
everybody's
yep.
talking about the whole Drake Meek dispute. They mm-hmm. both released a diss track about each other, and this one was a little closer than last time.
Yeah, they said they think there's a mole in the OVO camp. I don't really know how to feel about that.
Drake, me neither.
Watch out for that. But the
boys, Meek, I mean, you know, how he know what Drake gonna say?
He answered every question. Yeah, no, he released it 30 minutes after the fact. So the good guys at the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast break that down.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to my guys, Animal Brown, Spike Lou. Speaking of Spike Lou, still haven't paid up for the bet that he owed. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's a man of his word. Clearly, he's a fraud. I'm hot at him. It's my guy. I love him like a brother, but he disappointed me with this.
Now, what he tried to say was it was a bogus bet because he accepted the bet at halftime.
Nah, but that's just not true because we looked at the timeline. The game started at 12.
Okay.
He asked me for the bet at 11:54. Mm-hmm. I accepted the bet at 11:56.
So the bet happened before the first game started.
It just so happened that he saw the actual response to mm-hmm. the tweet at like 12:15. Just so happened by that time, Carolina was up 14-0. So he blames me for that. And he was like, well, I at least need 6 points. I still gave him 6 points. They lost by 7. I still won both bets.
So the question is, Lou,
he got to pay up.
Are you going to be a man of your word and pay up, or are you just going to let that go?
Nah, he's not going to pay up. He told me, what do you want me to do? I mean, that's a part of the bet. If I were to win, I was supposed to dress up like Russell Wilson with the dad jeans and the Hawaiian shirt, Hawaiian mm-hmm. Sophie fame, mm-hmm. and he was supposed to do the full-on cam dab situation that he did against the Titans. That was a manly bet, man. He ain't even pay up, man. I'm hot about that. Yeah, whatever. He needs to be a part of the ladies' room. Speaking of the ladies' room, the ladies' room are back. You can check out Rizzo and Anne Marie to find out what the ladies are really talking about in the ladies' room. The latest episode, What You Know, don't know or might be afraid to say about the female body is up, and you can catch up on past episodes and follow the Ladies Room Podcast on IG and Facebook. They have a newest member, Spike Lou, the Ladies Room Podcast.
Damn.
Lord have mercy.
Weezy, they screaming your name out on the Ladies Room Podcast at the beginning.
You know.
Unanimous in harmony.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
I'm sure you do.
No, shout out to Rizzo. And I'll be up there soon.
Damn.
Shout out to Anne Marie too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Anne Marie.
Thank you, man.
We ain't getting no love on the Ladies Room Podcast.
We don't never get no love. They just say I always check out our boys at Full Sport Press, J Hove, Coach Lock, and then they always give a little extra love to Weezy.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how the cookies crumble.
Man.
Oh yeah. That's how it happens, man. It's part of life, man. Win some and lose some.
But you live.
Free throws, fouls, all part of the game.
But
man.
You live.
Shout out to y'all though. Man.
You live to fight another day.
Hey y'all, chill out, man. You know.
Well, we just saying what we're saying.
Just chill out.
That's all. Now, make sure y'all tweet us with questions during the show at Full Sport Press, or go to the Facebook page or IG page and let us know what you think about tonight's show on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, follow Beyond Pod, same thing. Even on SoundCloud, you can check out these episodes.
Yeah.
So make sure you go and do that for us. Now, coming up on the show today, we will discuss the hottest sports news of the past week as usual, and we'll hand out the 2015-2016 NCAA Basketball Midseason Award winners. Now, Weezy, you got a poll question for the people.
Yes, sir. I do got a poll question.
Let the people hear it.
Poll question this week is, which coach is having the best season so far with the new program? Shaka Smart at Texas, Rick Barnes, Tennessee, Avery Johnson, Alabama, Bobby Hurley, Arizona State.
Okay, so you got Texas 16-7. I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama's playing all right. They don't have a lot of talent, but Avery's getting players there.
Right.
Rick Barnes beat Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Bobby Hurley,
Arizona State, who doesn't have a lot of players. I would say Shaka Smart is doing the best job out of those four.
Yeah, most definitely, especially the first year.
Yeah, exactly. But I think he had more talent than everybody mentioned.
Right.
Still, you know, when he came into it. But speaking of talent, Weez, you had a shoe that released a couple of days ago, right?
God.
Nah. Yeah. Obviously, yeah.
I mean. Yeah. And now, are they Adidas?
Nope.
Are they Nikes?
Nope.
Reeboks? Converse? Oh, nah. New Balance?
Nah. None of that.
Under Armour?
Nah.
Li-Ning?
Nah.
Peak?
No.
Saucony?
Nope. Saucony? Nope.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
They're just exclusive.
Yeah, they're just the Air Spatulas.
Yeah, man.
And they're on IG if you guys want to take a look at that. Weezy's sporting them. He's getting a haircut in those. Check out the Full Sport Press IG page. You can see the Air Spatulas that were designed by Weezy at How Weezy 26 on IG.
Shout out to Emma Brown, Spike Lou. We need to have a boy meeting, you know.
Yeah.
About what?
Just get everybody in, because somebody getting fired over this.
Who?
Yeah, somebody getting fired.
I don't even know. I mean, I don't know
who
why.
Who getting fired?
Probably Jay.
Oh. What does that have to do with me?
We just need to have a meeting. We need to have a meeting.
Okay. All right.
I'm calling for a meeting.
All right. Well, whatever, man. You know. You ready to get started the first half, Coach?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
All right, cool.
And the first half is underway.
All right. In the first half, we'll get started with the hottest sports news of the past week, which takes us to Super Bowl 50, where the Denver Broncos defeated the Carolina Panthers 24-10.
Yeah.
Well, let's just get started with the beginning. Von Miller dominated the game and well-deserved won the MVP.
Yep, 2.5 of the sacks, Super Bowl time record, 7 sacks.
Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
To me, the biggest call of the game was in the first half on the first drive of the Carolina Panthers drive, where they threw the ball to, what's my man's name?
McCutcheon.
I believe
it was McCutcheon. Yeah.
And it was clearly a catch.
Yep.
The Panthers challenged it, and they overturned it. So it put the Panthers in a bad situation on third and whatever. Right. Instead of being first down, and they rushed Cam, knocked the ball out of his hand. It's defensive touchdown, yeah. Denver. The only touchdown scored before, later on when the game, when it was kind of out of reach.
Yeah, I mean, everybody saw that play, and I saw, you know, room full of people watching the game, and everybody saying, you know, that's a catch. And then for them to give – That didn't win or lose the game, though. What lost the game is, you know, Cam Newton's wide receivers didn't show up. They hadn't showed up all year, but they showed up when it didn't count for sure. But I mean, it's one of those things, man. He lost. It sucks. Yeah.
It was just Denver's defense is amazing. Yeah. They pretty good.
But what sucks is that Cam, Peyton Manning is going to get a lot of credit for this, and he didn't win this game.
Not at all.
Denver defense won this game.
Yeah.
He's going to get all the credit for it, and I think that takes away from what the Denver defense did all year. I mean, he had a terrible year. One of the worst quarterback percentages in football. He just had a great defense behind him. But shout out to a couple of players that play for Denver. I like like Tlaib. It's cool that DeMarcus Ware got a ring.
Right.
Von Miller, of course, SEC.
Courtney Roby.
Yeah, whoever the hell that is.
I don't think he's going to get a lot of credit for this win, though. I really don't.
Who, Peyton?
Yeah, because he didn't
They'll find a way.
He didn't do anything. And then, look, they showed a stat that kind of tells the tale of his – no, really. He does not even have a 2-to-1 ratio of touchdown interceptions in the playoffs.
No, he's had a horrible year.
No. Career. 40 touchdowns, 25 interceptions. That's not even 2-to-1.
Yeah, I mean, it just sucks that Cam didn't have wide receivers all year, and he needed them to at least catch a couple of balls.
He needed his line to block, too.
Yeah, I mean.
They were getting killed.
Just one of those things. I don't think Cam Newton ever playing another Super Bowl again. That's what makes it rough, man. It was like the perfect storm. But the perfect storm never seems like it's always the perfect storm. You understand? Have you ever looked at something and you were like, man, it seems like it's meant to be. And it never really happens. In my eyes, it happens like that a lot. But I hate that Cam Newton lost that game, man. But it's one of those things. But there's nothing worse than watching a game with people that are slick rooting against. but they try to curve it. Like, they're rooting for him, but in actuality, they're saying that just to say, just to save face around the actual whole party, but in actuality, they've been rooting against him the whole season, and they were rooting against him tonight, and it's one of those things that's unhardening. It's kind of sad, but...
Oh, get out of here, dude.
But that's what it is, though.
Now, what I will say, Cam, he had some bad passes, too. I'm not going to sit in there he overthrew some receivers. Yeah. He missed some targets, but...
Them defense is rough.
Defense
is rough. That defense is good. That defense is great. You're right.
Yeah. But what if my man catches that pass on the 3-yard line and Cam threw to him right there? Now they're 3 yards outside of the end zone. It's a different ball game.
If it was the fifth wheel, I would be drunk, man. Shout out to the Denver Broncos. National Signing Day 2016 Wednesday is National Signing Day for college football. Featured plenty of drama and excitement. And once again, the sports blue bloods end up stockpiling the most talent. Number one in the ESPN 300. Rankings was Florida State, Coach Locke's team. Number two was Bama. Number three was LSU.
Still, did they get a quarterback?
LSU, they got a 4-star quarterback.
Okay.
Ole Miss was number four, and Ohio State rounded out the top five. Now, the top storylines, let's start off with Florida State finishing number one.
Mm-hmm. Then we got another DB.
Yeah, they got a dog. Yeah,
he's a dog.
They came up late to get the number one class. 25 players featured in the ESPN 300, including 6 who chose the Seminoles on signing day. So, late charge.
Yes, sir.
How you feel about that, Coach?
I'm excited about it, man. We got a DB that's going to place Jalen.
Yep.
He's going to be another dog. We got another.
Got another running back coming in. Got a wide receiver. Yes, no quarterbacks, though, but I guess y'all got a young quarterback coming in.
Yeah, we got a young quarterback.
Okay. Do you guys start McGuire?
We hope not. I hope we don't.
Yeah. Moving on to Texas, coming out of nowhere to crack the top 10, coming off a 5-7 season. The Longhorns started the day ranked number 32 and pulled in strong, ended up in the top 10 by getting the number 2 linebacker and the number 2 safety. Listen, Charlie Strong can recruit. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He got Texas rolling. I just hope that they get the ball rolling because they had a top 10 recruiting class last year.
Man, I said it. They're going to be good next year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're going to make the college football playoffs, but they're going to be way better than they were this year.
I sure hope so. I mean, I'm rooting for Charlie Strong. That's my defensive coordinator,
Yeah.
So I definitely root for anything that he does. Shout out to Charlie Strong. The number one recruit, Sean Gary, picked Michigan, 6'4", 287-pound defensive tackle from New Jersey, helped Michigan finish in the top 10. And his first class in Michigan was ranked number 40 in 2015. So, shout out to Jim Harbaugh getting Michigan going. Can they win the Big Ten next year?
Yeah, they have a chance.
I would say no way. Not with Ohio State. Yeah, Ohio State has to rebuild, though.
They have a chance.
They're still bringing back JT Beard. They got a running back coming in. They have two wideouts.
Michigan's going to be good, though.
Michigan will be good.
They have a chance.
They just need a quarterback, and I don't know what they're going to do with quarterback. That's the main thing with Harbaugh. He needs a quarterback. Number four on the list is Auburn signing a top 10 class. Even with Gus Malzahn on the hot seat, for him to get a top 10 class, getting the number 5 defensive tackle and the number 2 receiver, I think Auburn, which we say every year, Auburn's going to be a top 5 class because of their recruiting. Gus Malzahn, he gets players. So Auburn,
yeah, he does.
Again, gets it going. And last but not least, oh, and then one more thing after that, Alabama finishing in the top 3 again. After signing the number 1 class,
it gets richer,
in each of the previous 4 years, the Crimson Tide finished 2nd. Man.
It's easy to recruit when you're winning.
Yeah, it's recruiting by you. It's like you don't even have to recruit. You're recruiting for yourself.
Yeah, it does it on its own.
It's crazy, man. They finished in the top 3 of ESPN's recruiting rankings every year since 2007, dog.
That's crazy.
Finishing the top 3 every year since 2007.
That's 9 years.
They got 4 championships now?
Yeah.
He got 4?
Yeah.
That's
insane.
Man.
And last but not least, Treon Harris switched to wide receiver.
I know you
were. Really?
Oh, man. He switched to wide receiver. Man, listen.
He's too excited.
I've never been more excited. I wanted him to leave, but he's not leaving, which is fine. He's going to play wide out. He's a hell of an athlete. We don't need him at quarterback. We should have did this at the end of his freshman year. I'm happy that he switched.
But
we
you believed in him at quarterback, though.
Yeah, I believed him.
So,
sure.
So how can you say y'all should have did that?
Well, because there was quarterbacks. Will Greer is always better than him. I always said that, right? We had the number one recruit setting out.
So what did you believe in Treon to do then?
Oh, I believed in him to play the way he played to end the year when we had Muschamp. He ended the year fine. You know, I wouldn't expect him to do anything, but I knew that Will Greer eventually would get that starting gig, and I knew at the same time
Treon Harris. You just didn't know it was going to happen this year.
Oh, man, Well, I knew it was going to be this year because you can't set a player like that down for a player. No disrespect to Treon Harris, but he's not as a good quarterback.
But you believed in him before the season started, though.
It's just one of those things. Did you believe – have you ever believed in somebody but you knew that the other person on the team was better?
But right. If I would have said that, then I wouldn't have said he don't need to start.
So who's the quarterback?
I always said Will Greer should start.
Oh, well, you really didn't believe in him.
I believe in him. I thought he was going to be a good quarterback. Austin Appleby, him or either Luke Del Rio. We got some quarterbacks. We'll be
fine. Luke Del Rio's pretty good.
He's just okay. You know, it's one of those things. We'll be all right.
Now, you know, recruiting is a real big deal, 4-star, 5-star. But I was reading something where not necessarily it's the high recruits that pan out to be your major players.
Right.
J.J. Watt was a walk-on.
Yeah. Well, he was ranked. He walked on. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But still a walk-on. Jordy Nelson was a walk-on.
Yeah.
T.J. Ward was a walk-on who just won a Super Bowl with the Broncos.
Yeah, Boss. Shout out to my man, Boss. That's my guy. I like T.J. Ward. I forgot about him.
So, sometimes the rankings don't necessarily mean nothing.
For sure.
Sometimes they do. It's how it goes.
Yep.
Now, you know, Super Bowl 50 is a pretty big deal, but somebody on the Broncos practice squad was enjoying himself and was caught in the middle of a prostitution sting. Practice squad player for the Denver Broncos, Ryan Murphy, was sent home after he was caught in this prostitution sting in question, but released, didn't get charged with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But his brother did get charged. Him and a prostitute were given citations. Now, they say that what has happened was the police tracked the woman from Motel 6 to a Ford Fusion where Murphy and his brother were waiting in the car. So, you know, they questioned Ryan Murphy, let him go. Did nothing happen to him, but his brother and the alleged prostitute did get a citation.
Right.
Now, this is not the first time this has happened at a Super Bowl with a player. Atlanta Falcons safety Eugene Robinson was arrested for soliciting a prostitute the night before Super Bowl 33 in 1999. Now, look, man, everybody tries to cash in at these big-time events, especially around the Super Bowl. It was in Santa Clara, so everybody's trying to get their money. They just got caught.
Yeah, just the same thing that, remember Chris Carter saying, hey, you need a fall guy.
Yeah.
His brother was a fall guy.
Yeah.
You know, he went to Oakland Tech. Mm-hmm. So he knew.
He knew the layout.
Yeah, he knew exactly what was going on. But, man, a Motel 6, fam?
What are you doing?
Come on, man.
What are you doing?
You know that's where the media guys and all the fans in town go to.
The light stays on. And come the light on, will be waiting. Man. That's what they say.
Come on,
man. No, they was waiting, all right.
Come on, man.
They were definitely waiting.
But, yeah, I mean, like, just go to the jizz, fam. You know, just dead serious, man. There's a bunch of X videos.
There's a lot of
Pornhub.
A lot of them out there.
Man, there's so many things that you can do. You know, you're a practice player. You should be.
Go to the G's. It's funny.
Yeah, you could just be in a situation where you could just pack it in.
Just
man.
Just chill, man.
Just pack it in,
just
fam.
Just chill.
Internet's everywhere now, huh?
Yeah, man.
Say what?
Internet's everywhere.
Yeah,
huh?
Man. Wi-Fi is everywhere, man. If you like, if you have Xfinity or Charter. You know, you can anywhere. Literally everywhere. Just put in your password,
and
man.
You like the home free.
Like a boy.
Like a boy.
Like a boy. Yeah, man. That's insane, man. Come on, Ryan Murphy. That's,
yeah, just chill.
That's, I wonder if Coach Brown's gonna give him bum of the week. That's a bum move,
man.
Come on. Let's move on to NBA All-Star Weekend with the skill challenge. You have a bunch of big men: DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, Karl-Anthony Towns. And rounding out the group is Isaiah Thomas, Pat Bev, who's the defending champion, and Jordan Clarkson complete the skill challenge. Anybody have a pick for that?
I'm going to go with Patrick Beverly again.
Yeah. Patrick Beverly winning it again. I got Isaiah Thomas winning that one.
Oh, he's in it too?
Yeah.
I need to say him.
Why is the big man in that skill challenge?
Right. Oh, well, you got to look at DeMarcus Cousins, big man that can handle. And the Davis, big guy that can handle.
They're going to be too slow, though.
Yeah, they're going to be too slow. Yeah.
They're big.
But they're taking up, their gate is bigger, though.
Yeah, but they can't move.
Yeah. I got Isaiah Thomas winning that one.
Yeah, it's going to be a guard.
Who you got with? Pat Bev winning again?
Pat Bev.
Okay. And move on to the three-point contest. We got the defending champion Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kyle Lowry, James Harden, Bosh, Devin Booker, Chris Middleton, and J.J. Redick rounding out the group. Who wins the three-point
contest?
Steph
Curry.
Steph Curry.
I got Devin Booker winning that.
I knew he was going to say that.
That's my guy. Yeah, he can shoot.
He can shoot.
He shoot like 46 from three.
He can shoot.
Yeah, he's only 19?
Yeah.
He's not even 20 yet.
Yeah. One in young
boy.
Kentucky.
Yeah. Young boy. The youngest player to ever participate in the three-point contest, Devin Booker. And last but not least, the slam dunk contest is Andre Drummond, Will Barton, Zach LaVine, and who's the defending champion, and Aaron Gordon. Who you got winning that?
Zach LaVine.
Oh, yes. Double. Yeah. Listen, 2P. Let's get this going. Back to back.
Ain't no telling what that boy gonna
do. Stupid bounce.
Stupid. He got pogo sticks in
his
legs.
Yeah, I got Zach one. I'm excited to see that, man. Needed to see a good slam dunk contest.
Yeah, man.
For
definitely,
sure.
Definitely.
Yep.
Now, we're sticking with the NBA, and we're going to talk about the best and worst referees. Now, refereeing is something that sometimes goes overlooked. Sometimes the referees seem to think they're the reason the fans are there to watch these games. Over the years, we've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly from these referees. We've seen bad calls, good calls. You just seen it all. So the LA Times wanted to highlight the good and the bad officials. So what they did, they took 36 participants, they interviewed them in an LA Times survey, and they came up with the best and worst officials in NBA. Now, one anonymous coach, when they asked about it, said, "Are there any good ones out there?" Nothing wrong with that. So when it was all said and done, he had the best referees, and number one on that list was Danny Crawford, who received 30 votes. Then Joey Crawford had 25 votes. Monty McCutcheon received 13. The worst referees were Scott Foster, who received 24 votes. Lauren Holtkamp, who got 14. And Mark Davis, who had 12. Now, if you didn't know, an unnamed player, he said similar criticism against Foster, who the player claimed thinks he never makes a mistake.
Mm.
Now, according to BasketballReference.com, Foster has called an average of 0.7 more fouls per game than the league average over his career. And Lauren Holtkamp, who, if you don't know, is the referee that's been teeing up Chris Paul. She's averaging a foul more than the average since joining the NBA in 2012-2013.
Yep.
Now, this refereeing thing, man, you know, sometimes they get out of hand.
Yeah.
Sometimes they need to swallow the whistle on some of these calls.
Yeah, especially during critical junctures of the game.
The other night, the Clippers with Chris Paul, when she ticked him up for that. First of all, it wasn't a foul.
Yep.
And then she teched him up after making the bogus call.
Yeah, so she got 14 votes. I think all 14 of those votes came from L.A. Clippers.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And she won't be refereeing big games doing stuff like that.
She does a good job sometimes, man. I think just with anybody, female, males, whatever, you let your emotions get the best of you.
Yep.
Joey Crawford does it all the time.
He's calmed down tremendously.
Tremendously, yeah.
Oh, my God. He used to be so bad.
Yeah, he'll tee you up real quick, but it's just one of those things as you get used to and develop a relationship with the players, things become a lot easier. We got to get Lil Mike on to kind of talk about some of this referee stuff.
Right, right.
Because yeah, I'm sure he has a different insight.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Compared to what we look at it, I think, you know, Joey Crawford is one of those people that's he's super dramatic.
Yeah.
It's good for television, but we're not there to see Joey Crawford. We're there to see Jamal Crawford.
Right.
You know, so we don't care about Joey Crawford.
Know that.
Yep, yep. Let's move on to the IMG kid declaring for the 2016 NBA draft, possibly. In a decision that could signal a new avenue to the NBA for elite basketball players, top 10 high school recruit Jonathan Isaac will explore declaring for the 2016 NBA draft directly from a prep school. Now, Isaac is a 6'10 small forward from IMG Academy and expects to take advantage of the new rule that allows prospects to enter the NBA draft and return to college if they don't feel good about their projected draft position. Now, the new rule allows Isaac's to participate in the NBA draft combine, hold an NBA workout, and pull out of the draft without compromising his amateur status at Florida State, where he signed to play next season. He's 18 years old, and he'll be eligible for the 2016 NBA draft because he started school late.
Right.
And then went to a prep school, which will make him 1 year removed from his initial graduating class.
Right.
There's so many different rules in this stuff now.
Yeah,
man.
But this thing, then there's a gray area now. You know, you can kind of slide in and say.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
it helps out things for sure. Now, he's the number 9 overall player in the country and is a centerpiece of Florida State's number 11 class in 2016.
He'll be at Florida State.
Yeah, I mean, still, a lot of people are going to look into the point that they can go to a prep school and then, you know, just kind of get used to kind of see what they have to do, what they have to work on, mm-hmm. what they're looking for
right.
in the combine. And what he's doing, he wants to look into the weaker 2016 draft class because the 2017 class has animals.
Exactly.
You got Tatum, you got
right.
Harry Giles,
right.
you got Thon Maker, mm-hmm. you know, you got players.
Yeah.
So this is a weaker class, might be easier for him to be a lottery pick.
Right.
But, do you see a lot of people taking advantage of this loophole?
They'll try to, but the NBA will figure out a way to cover it up.
Yeah. And then I think that it's good to kind of see where your position is. You say to yourself, hey, you know, if I'm a lottery pick and I work out good and, you know, I kill some of the actual players I'm positioned up against, hey, might not be a bad thing to go ahead and put my name into the draft. And at the same time, like you said, Coach, like I see him going back to Florida State and helping out that team for
right,
sure.
Right. Now, we're going to switch sports and go to college football. The former 5-star Thomas Tyner has decided he will retire from football at 21 years old. Now, the Oregon running back is taking a medical retirement from football, choosing to end his career after he sat out the 2015 season while recovering from shoulder surgery. Now, he sat out the entire 2015 season after undergoing his surgery on his left shoulder after he injured it in the 2014 while returning a kickoff against Washington. Now, this is not the first time he's been injured. He's had an injury-plagued career dating back to high school. When in high school in Iowa, he injured his right shoulder, and then he also had two other shoulder injuries in the sport where you're consistently getting hit and it's going to make you retire.
Right.
Shoulder injuries like that are very bad. And if you're constantly getting hit like a running back and land on your shoulder, it's just going to get worse and worse. So he decided it was best in this injury just to go ahead and give it up and stop playing football.
Yeah, I remember Tyner, man. He was a beast his freshman year. He had 700 rushing yards his freshman year, man.
I can totally agree with what he's doing.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah. Shoulder injuries are bad, man.
Yeah, man.
Because what happens is we have shoulder injuries and you have surgery. It's not guaranteed the shoulder surgery is very successful. You can have that surgery, start the rehab, get back, and then re-injure it again,
right,
and then have to have surgery again. So
he played good against y'all in the national championship.
He did.
Man. It's just one of those things, man. It's just unfortunate. But the good thing about it, he's already in school.
Right.
You know, he seems like he has a good head on his shoulders. And maybe he can get into some coaching or doing some other stuff. But he has so much promise, man.
And the good thing about Oregon is, even though he's going to be able to keep his scholarship, it won't count against that 85-man roster scholarship.
Man,
so they'll get to get that scholarship to another player, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, I was thinking, could you imagine him and Royce Freeman in that backfield, man? Man, shout out to Thomas Tyner, man. I'm sure things will turn around for him. He'll be fine. But, woof, man, that's got to be crazy knowing that you're a top 10 recruit in your position and you say to yourself, I'll never play football again.
Sucks.
But you had a lot of aspirations to play at the next level.
Right.
That's tough, man. That's tough. What's up, man? We got Halftime Weezy.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ready for halftime?
Let's get it going.
Let's do it.
We're at the midway point. Enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime is sponsored by Fadeaway Sports Barbershop.
Fadeaway Sports Barbershop is located at 210 Thompson Lane in Nashville, Tennessee. If you want that Duke starting five, they got you.
If you want that rich homie Quan, they got you.
If it's time to come home and join the Ball Brotherhood,
Fadeaway Sports Barbershop is a place to go.
The shop is open 7 days a week.
Make sure you contact Keith Judkins on IG or Facebook. The shop number is 615-678-8161. Once again, 615-678-8161. So make sure you go by Fadeaway Sports Barbershop.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Fadeaway Sports Barbershop for sponsoring Halftime. We have another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. Coach Brown's a former TSU tight end and the current defensive coordinator for Maplewood High School in Nashville, Tennessee. Coach Brown will give an insight on hot topics from a former player and a current coach's perspective. Let's see what Coach Brown has to say this week.
Good evening. I am Coach Brown, and welcome to Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. Hey, you know what we're going to talk about. It's Super Bowl Sunday, Carolina Panthers versus the Denver Broncos. But let's be clear. This is a clear-cut situation where this game is between Cam Newton and Peyton Manning. I'm going to be honest. It's reminding me of the upcoming election. You have conservatives versus liberals. The NFL wants nothing more than for Peyton Manning to win this Super Bowl. Now, I don't know what lengths or costs they would go to for him to possibly do it. I'm not going to speculate with that, but I know they want this to happen. I feel that Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers may have to fight some forces outside of their control in order for them to win this game. And I know there are some conservative NFL spokespersons, analysts, political figures that want to see Cam Newton fall on his face. So it stopped being about the teams a long time ago, and it's about Cam Newton versus Peyton Manning. And we can say it's not black or white, but essentially it is. It's blue or red as well, conservatives versus liberals. What do you guys think? On to the bum of the week. Let's be real. Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel is an individual who has all the opportunity and resources in front of him to be successful, but he continues to crap it down his leg. I mean, it seems as if he's more concerned with alcohol and drugs and partying than becoming a quality NFL football player. But what's funny to me is that the NFL is reaching out to him to help him. And this is what I don't understand about Roger Goodell. We're reaching out to the rich kid that loves to party and has a problem with putting his hands on women, has a problem with drugs and alcohol, but we're not reaching out to the former NFL players that are suffering from CTE. Head trauma, head injuries, can't function in normal society or life right now. We're not reaching out and trying to help those individuals, but we want to help Johnny Manziel. And for that very reason, Roger Goodell, NFL, and Johnny Manziel, you all are the bums of the week for that very reason. Hey, I am the coach, Coach Brown it is, Rue, and I'm gone.
That's another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. First thing we'll address is conservatives versus the liberals. That was my biggest concern.
Me too.
That Cam Newton was going to have, or just the Panthers period, we're going to have to beat the hell out of the Broncos to beat the hell out of the Broncos. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, didn't happen that way, but you look at it and it's just unfortunate, man. It's just unfortunate, I will say. But the only thing that's unfortunate, the main thing that's unfortunate for sure, because a bunch of different things, is that it was kind of weird how he didn't go down and get that
that fumble.
Get that
that looked a little odd.
Point
to me.
Saving and
he
stuff.
Like he just looked at it. He didn't even dive on the ground, like, because if he dives on the ground right there, they still have a chance because they punt the ball. They have three timeouts left. They'll get the ball. If they go three and out, they'll get the ball back with about 2 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. But, again, yeah, one of the greatest years I've seen in college. I mean, in NFL football with no help.
No question.
With no wide outs. Yeah, you know, so got an MVP to show for it. So keep your head high, young Cam Newton.
He up in the chances,
26
man.
Years old. No, it was grand opening, grand closing. It'll never happen again. He'll never play in the Super Bowl again. But I would want him to. I mean, for sure. But it just...
not true, Jay.
Yeah, just now, moving on to Johnny Manziel. You look at a person like Johnny Manziel, has all of the world in front of him, right?
Right.
And he's just not taking advantage of it. And I've been telling you, this 30 for 30 Johnny Manziel is just going to be epic. It's going to be almost as good as this O.J. Simpson thing that's on FX right now.
Now, this is my question with Johnny. Why hasn't he been labeled as a thug? Yeah. You have the same... No. You have the same kind of players.
No, he not. He not the same kind of player.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He'll never be the same type of player.
No, you're missing what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Because he's doing all of the things. Oh, yeah. He's doing drugs. His name is drinking.
Johnny. Ain't got nothing to do with that.
He's beating women.
Yeah. I mean, but not to say the minorities or anybody are the only people that do these things.
Right. But nobody, they just says is he's troubled. He's a troubled kid.
Yeah, he's troubled.
He needs help.
Yeah, he needs help. Yeah.
What is that about?
Yeah. Well, you know, he's a rich kid and comes from a privileged background, and he continues to, like Coach Brown said, pisses down his leg, man.
And it's over with.
I'm one of the biggest Johnny Manziel fans. That's my guy.
His agent dropped him.
Agent dropped him. LeBron dropped him.
It's over with.
I don't see him playing in the league again.
It's over
until he goes into a full year. I say he sets out a full year just to fix himself.
But that's the thing. Like, his parents are asking him to go to these rehabs, and he's not going. He doesn't think there's anything wrong.
Oh, something wrong. It's over with. That's just coming from a privileged background, no listening to nobody.
It's over with.
Johnny Manziel definitely deserves Bum of the Week. I'm going to get that Cleveland Johnny Manziel jersey. Oh, no, it'll be around.
Congratulations, Johnny. You just played yourself.
Most definitely. The second half.
And the second half is underway.
And in the second half, we do the NCAA basketball mid-season awards. Now, the college basketball season started November the 13th. That seemed like that was pretty
quick.
Yeah, it was fast.
Like it was yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. Now, at the midway point, college basketball basically has delivered exactly what FSP predicted. Very unpredictable. Season began, you were thinking that the one-and-done freshmen would, I know for sure, take over college basketball. But it's been ruled by upperclassmen like Buddy Hield.
Oh, Buddy.
Perry Ellis, who's been in college for 12 years.
Melo.
Yeah, Melo Trimble. He's a sophomore.
Yeah, but
he's still been killing.
Yeah, no, he's been playing. Denzel Valentine.
Yes,
been
sir.
Been in college for 12 years as well. So
he don't seem like he's been in college that long.
I don't know why Jay said something like that.
No, because Perry Ellis seemed like he's been there for four years.
Played
for
with
sure.
Danny Manning. He played with Paul Pierce.
Oh, my God. He played when Roy Williams was coaching in Kansas.
For sure. For sure.
Yes, man.
It's nearly impossible to pick a Final Four team, but we'll try our best. Now, Selection Sunday is March the 13th, and the Final Four starts April the 6th.
Shining moment.
I know we're going to win the Final Four.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, Weez. I promise we are. Wisconsin head coach Bo Ryan, he announced that he will retire. Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo got his 500th win. And also Duke's streak of 167 appearances on the AP poll ended at ended as the fifth longest streak of all time.
Yep.
Look at that, man.
Hey, man.
Duke, who would think? And I'll talk about Duke, too. I'm kind of some of the freshmen that they haven't lived up to the hype.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think it's just, but they're going to be good next year. We'll talk about that another day. But we got a lot of basketball to go around to. We'll start off with player of the year halfway. Year, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-season.
Mm-hmm. Mid-season. Player of the year.
Who you got? Weezy, we'll start with you.
Buddy Hield.
Of course you have Buddy Hield, right?
Buddy Hield.
What about you, Coach Lott?
Because it is midseason, mm-hmm. I can do this.
Right.
I have a tie right now.
Oh, man. At
this point, you can do that.
No, you cannot.
Can. Because it's nothing official. There's nothing official about a midseason player. At the halfway point, because like we said, things can change. So
that's perfect news.
I have a tie between Buddy Hield and Ben Simmons. I mean, Buddy Hield's averaging 25 and 5.6, 2.4, but Ben is averaging 19.4, 12.3, and 5. He has his team, LSU, number one in the SEC, which nobody thought would happen.
Right.
And Buddy Hield, they were number one until they lost last night, so they were dropped.
So you got
nobody thought. Yeah, it's a tie right now.
You got a kid in Buddy Hield who beat Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
at Kansas.
Lost to Kansas State.
But
at Kansas State.
At Kansas.
They're terrible, though.
They haven't lost in Kansas. Like, Bill Self has been there 15 years, and okay. He's lost 9 games at home.
What they got to do with losing to Kansas State?
That's that's the dog days of January and February.
Oh, no.
I'm not even a Buddy Hield guy.
I know this.
I'm not going to bed for Buddy Hield, but he's the player of the half year.
I'm just saying, hey, this your list? My list?
But you got Weezy two players list. That's cheating.
No, it's not.
Of course I could include Ben Simmons, Chris Dunn.
I didn't have 3.
He scored 46.
I understand. I'm just telling you. It could change.
30 points 8 times this season.
I think
Big 12 combined hadn't even did that.
I think what we're looking at is Ben Simmons is who we thought he was. Who we thought he was going
to
be.
No. Who we thought.
Who y'all thought he was going to be.
For right? sure. Most yeah. definitely.
Right.
But Buddy Hield is not who we thought he was going to be.
No one predicted Buddy Hield to be a player of the year
46
candidate.
Points
he was
like that.
Preseason player of the year.
No, what I'm saying.
You didn't think he was going to live up to the hype.
No.
Him, but he
Chris
was preseason.
Did you?
He was preseason player of the year candidate.
No, he was preseason.
I mean, so was your boy, but he didn't do anything.
Grayson Allen.
Yeah, Grayson Allen.
Yeah. No.
He's playing good, though.
He is playing good. I didn't see
Duke just losing.
Duke's just—they don't have—they don't have any bigs. They got a kid on the—they got 2 kids on the bench. One kid's 6'10", Obi, mm-hmm. the transfer, and then they got the freshman Chase Jeter. That's your mm-hmm. bigs, and they don't play them.
Why
that's
not?
Okay. We'll get to that. What's the next? Coach of the year?
Yeah, coach of the half year.
Right. Weezy, who you got?
Y'all go ahead.
Okay. I have Jay Wright for Villanova.
Okay.
Not far behind him though, you have Xavier's Chris Mack. The reason I gave Jay Wright the nod was because when they did play head-to-head, Villanova won.
Okay. I can see somebody saying that. I like Jay Wright. They have a McDonald's All-American. And the kid, Jalen Brunson, mm-hmm. hell of a player.
Right.
But I got Lon Kruger, man. How do you get players to come to Oklahoma to play basketball? It's hard to do.
Same. Well, yeah.
Unless you're my man Samson. Not Samson, but
Kevin, the
Duke coach.
Yeah.
Capel. He got Blake Griffin to come there. He got Willie Warren. He has some players to get there.
That was a good one. What's his name?
Kevin Sampson.
They're pretty good. Not
getting Blake Griffin's.
Yeah, that's true.
They got Tiny Gallen, I think. But we got to have a show about that, too. Your McDonald's All-Americans, they didn't pan out.
Because they exist.
They definitely exist.
They definitely exist.
You got Lon Kruger, man.
I'm going to go with Shaka Smart. Show Liz.
Why?
How?
what's the reasoning?
He's doing pretty good at Texas for his first year. Y'all don't think so?
That don't mean he's up for Coach of the Year.
I think so. He's going to make the tournament. He has no ball players over there.
He's playing in the Big 12, the best conference in basketball.
He has no ball players.
But he has ball players. Trust and believe that. He got some players.
Who?
Yeah. Some upperclassmen.
No, but you know, who?
Yeah, no, it's no household names in Texas, but he's doing a good job. But
it's Texas. What were they ranked?
I don't think they ranked.
My point exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you. I set you up for that one.
Yeah, you said this is the thing. Shaka Smart is doing a good job.
Yeah, say that.
Say that.
You definitely say
I like
that.
What the job that Shaka Smart is
definitely
doing.
So what if he goes to the Sweet 16?
But we're talking about from this half year.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. But Lon Kruger, he's the only coach to take 5 teams to the NCAA tournament because they're definitely going this year for sure. So,
most definitely.
If you look at Lon Kruger and you look at Buddy Hield, they got some other players too.
They do,
but it's the Buddy Hield show.
No question about it.
Him and his teeth, for sure.
Hey, man. Never mind.
What about freshman of the half year? Now, this should be a unanimous decision.
I don't know.
Yeah, Weezy might say Antonio
Grayson
Blakeney.
Allen.
Yeah. No, you dogging him right there.
He could be up for freshman of the year.
No, he can't.
Yeah, he's a sophomore.
Grayson Allen? Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
Hey, but your boy, he looked good last night.
Who? Blakeney.
Blakeney looked good.
He had 30.
Coach Locke told me he had a solid 30.
He had 30.
And he was out there talking crazy. Yeah, got a tick for it, too.
Yeah. But with Ben Simmons, who would have? Now, I thought that they would be good, but he has, you know, the players around him playing like NBA players. Quarterman. Yeah. What's my four?
Hornsby.
He got players, man. He got those players looking better. They're playing because they're playing with a good player.
But it is 2 McDonald's All-American on the team.
Blakely? No question.
Yeah.
But he ain't playing good. He just never started playing good.
Yeah, he just finding his way. It's all about finding your way.
Yeah, got to.
Outside of shooting.
He getting hot at the right time.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Ben Simmons shot a mid-range jump shot last night.
It just, he's not
my
confident.
God. No, no.
It doesn't look bad, though. I'm talking about the form.
The result looked terrible. And he didn't even have to shoot it. I was surprised he shot it. It looked terrible.
Has there been anybody in college basketball as complete
close
as Ben Simmons? Yeah. Minus the jump shot? Give me somebody.
They look just as good as he did?
It's just as impressive.
Had as many.
Carmelo Anthony.
I'm not averaging 12 rebounds, 6 assists.
I'm telling you,
Mike Beasley, man, was the best.
He don't look good. He don't look as good as Carmelo Anthony did.
Carmelo Anthony's making jump shots.
He's looking at all the scoring.
And he had a way better team. He came in that team. King Ward.
Yep.
Jerry
Mack. Carmelo was killing.
Carmelo was nice, but not like this kid, though. It's a different type of game.
Yeah, it's
right?
Just different.
It's just a totally different game. Most definitely.
Just different.
Like now, what about the most disappointing freshman of the half year?
Sky LaBissiere from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Isaiah Briscoe from Kentucky. Know that. Y'all heard about
it. He's that second leading scorer.
What?
Isaiah Briscoe, man.
He's that second leading scorer.
I'm
man.
Telling you, he ain't
that. He just don't like he don't like my
coach,
guy.
He ain't nice like that. I promise you, he's not.
But you do realize Sky LaBissiere was a preseason All American first team.
You know he was the number two overall pick. I mean, the number two overall player in the country last year, right?
Sky LaBissiere.
Yeah, Scalabizier.
So how can you have somebody having a better year? You right.
Because it's my list. And that's what I think. And I told y'all from the jump that he ain't going to be that good.
He's their second leading scorer, dog.
I'm telling y'all, he's not Kentucky's not that good. Kentucky's not that good. Kentucky got beat by 20 points against Tennessee the other night. Kentucky's not good. I'm trying to tell y'all now.
They did what?
They got beat by 20 points.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I thought they was winning and wind up coming back, making a close game.
I don't play attention to Kentucky basketball, but I didn't know they lost by a dub.
Yeah.
Are you sure it was a dub? Look that up, Weezy.
My pick is Cheek Diallo. Now, listen, you would think the number five player in the country coming out last year is super underwhelming. He's only scored in double digits just once. And it's been a mess on both sides of the floor. So you say to a person like Diallo, I was thinking Bill Self was going to have him. He was going to be the next Hell, Thomas Robinson or another one of their bigs that they had. Oh, Joel Embiid. I thought he was going to be the next Joel Embiid.
He won't play basketball.
Who?
Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he's missed two NBA seasons. But you say, I think the ranking system from this year has been totally messed up. You look at the top 10 players that were McDonald's All-Americans or your top 10 ESPN recruits. Maybe only like three or four of them are being productive in college basketball. Yeah. So. And yeah, Cheek Diallo, man. And he's now, granted, he was ineligible the first, six games?
Yeah.
But to be underwhelming like that at that point, man, I was expecting him to really be helping out, especially with that that old team that they have. You have Wayne Selden, who's a junior. You got Perry Ellis, who's a seven-time senior. And their backcourt of good point guards. And then you got Cheek. He was just going to come in and just be a great player. Him and another kid on that team just aren't living up to the hype at all, for sure.
Yeah, man. With Skyle, we talked about him, and I said that I didn't think he was going to pan out to be like that. But it was just something that
– he could play. I don't think they're using Skyle right. I think they're using him the wrong way.
Yeah,
a lot of the times they do with their bigs. You look at Karl-Anthony Towns, they didn't use him the right way either.
But he did. But he had better numbers than this.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. But they're just not getting Scal the ball in the right positions where he can be effective.
Because I think when they do, he doesn't do nothing with it. They lost by 7, Weezy. Because now Kentucky was beating them by 20.
Yeah.
And Tennessee came back and beat them. But he was.
It's just been like painful to watch Scal.
He makes moves. They don't look good.
Yeah, it looks stiff.
And he was.
And I'm telling you, you have to get him in space to move like how he needs to move.
And he'll still be a first round pick this year.
No.
You know, he'll still be a lottery.
See, that's crazy.
I don't think so.
I think Scal will still be a lottery pick. I'm going to look that up.
I don't think so. I don't see it because they're exposing him and they're seeing that he's not ready. It's too many other players because it's 13?
Yeah, 13.
So we know the boys in Kentucky can go.
Yeah.
Could be louder if they want to. Briscoe and Murray. That's two gone. Yeah. Buddy Hield, Ben Simmons. That's four already.
Yep. So they got he's definitely not in
he's not
the
gonna
lottery.
Be lottery. I'm telling you. The way
they
he's
have
played
Steven Zimmerman going before him. It's 14 picks.
Man, I'm telling you. He's not lottery, man, because the way he played this year, it didn't live up to the hype. He was the number two player.
Yeah.
And he was behind Ben Simmons. Yeah. Think about that drop off. Ben Simmons the scale.
Then they got Brandon Ingram going too. And Brandon Ingram is playing good.
Yeah. But see, what hurt Scal, he didn't play last year.
Yep, that hurt Scal.
I remember I said that?
Yeah, that's going to hurt.
He couldn't get eligible, so he didn't play no high school basketball last year.
Scal's not even on the 2017. Oh, yeah, he is. He's
what,
number 29? He's number 9 on 2017.
See what I'm saying? So he not. That means he's not. What is he on next year? This year coming out?
Well, no, he's not. He's not on there.
That's
what
I'm saying.
They're saying he's going to come back. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, because he has to.
Yeah. It makes the most sense for him, for sure. Now, what about the most improved player they had? So, this means the person from last year that improved the most this year so far this season.
I went with Kevin Ponder from Tennessee. Last year, he averaged 10 points, 2-point rebounds. Yeah. This year, he's averaging 23 and 3.7 and 3.7 assists.
Yeah, no.
He doubled his scoring.
Yeah, he has a chance, right, at Tennessee to put up a lot of shots because there's nobody else.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a good way to improve, for sure. My most improved player to have is Bryce Johnson. One of the most athletic bigs that I've seen in North Carolina since. John Henson was super athletic, but it's a different type of athleticism with Bryce Johnson, man. He's averaging 17 and 10, leading the Tar Heels in scoring and rebounds. So I would say he's going to be lottery pick.
Yeah.
Maybe top five.
Most definitely.
If he gets a little mid-range jump shot, like how Blake uses his mid-range,
he'll be tough.
Sky's the limit for him, man.
Yes, sir.
He's just not consistent.
Nope.
Like, he'll play. He had 46 against Florida State, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. And then he'll come out the next game and have 15.
And that's what's going to hurt North Carolina.
Well, you got to look at it, too, when Marcus Paige hasn't been playing that well.
Inconsistent.
You got to let him get on. You know, you got to let him put his shots up.
Which he's just starting to find, it seems right. like.
Yeah, so, but.
Improve. What about the kid from Florida State?
Which kid?
The guard.
XRM or Dwayne Bacon?
No, the 3-point guard.
Oh, yeah, XRM. Yeah. Nah, he's nice. Xavier Thane Mays,
too.
Man.
Huh?
Yeah,
he's
just inconsistent.
Too.
And they have him playing the point, Weezy.
But I've seen him come out and go off.
Fire up. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fire in the hole. When he gets going, he got ratchet.
Long night.
I think he's going to play in the NBA, though.
Yeah, he's a shooter.
They're just going to use him like how they use CJ McCollum.
And he's a 6'6"?
6'5",
he plays nobody's defense.
No defense.
Who does, though, these days?
There's some defensive players out here. Yeah, but
it's not surprising that he won't.
Right. Yeah. No, but Bryce Johnson, man, I'm telling you, Bryce Johnson has the ability to be a big-time NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
He's just – I didn't think it was going to take this long for him to develop into the player that he is.
All right. So that takes us to best player nobody is talking about.
Right.
Who you got?
Kay Fielder. What? It's my guy. Hey, listen, man. Kay Fielder will be drafted this year in the NBA. 5'9".
I mean, you got to say him because he's working.
Yeah, he's working.
He's working.
26.
No doubt about it.
Top five, number two in assists, number one in assists, and number two in scoring.
He doing work.
5'9".
Shout out to the HBCU.
Listen, man. This kid played Oakland.
Yeah.
But... And listen, man, killing. He's going to get drafted. He's going to be like these small guards. A lot of people aren't paying attention to the small guard. That's the hardest thing to recruit, though, right?
He's
5'9". It's so the hardest thing to recruit because
Isaiah Thomas, something like that.
Yeah, because Michigan State said, you know, that's right in his backyard. He wanted to go to Michigan State. They recruited over him and said, you know, he'll just go down to Oakland and he cooks. It's hard to recruit the small guard. I think that's the hardest thing to recruit.
I don't think he's going to get drafted, though.
He's Mr. Basketball in Michigan, and you don't go to Michigan State.
I don't think
he's
going to
get drafted.
Because he's 5'9". That's why he's going to get drafted.
Let's bet that.
He might make it in the NBA, but I don't think he's going to get drafted.
No, he's going to get drafted in the first round.
I definitely don't think so.
In the first round?
First round.
I'll take that.
So who
you want to bet?
So who's better, him or the boy from Ole Miss?
You know, he's way better than the boy from Ole Miss.
I don't know.
I'm talking about the guy with the dreads.
I don't know about that.
He just okay.
Who?
The boy from Ole Miss.
Where the bet at, Weezy? You hate when I'm confident like that.
The boy from Ole Miss.
Listen.
He almost started a fight last night.
No, listen to me. Kay Fielder is going to be the first person to try. He's going to try to do this too. Lead the league in assists. Lead the country in assists and scoring. Listen. He can do it. Especially at Oakland.
He got to put up numbers in the tournament.
Any coach that gets fired in the next 3 years and they don't have any guard play, they are kicking themselves about not recruiting Kay Felder. I'm telling you.
Are they going to make the tournament?
Play. No.
That's what's going to hurt them.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, no. For them to win their conference, he's going to have to put on for the whole rest of the basketball season. He's going to have to cook. But this kid, Animal Brown, he better hope and pray that they can draft Kay Felder. Telling you, let me look on the draft board to see where Kay Felder.
He's not there,
Coach. He's not there. Yeah, let's bet that
he's not there. I promise you. He's not there.
Whenever he comes out, Kay Felder is getting drafted.
Don't waste your time. He's not there.
All
right, he ain't on the draft board.
Now he ain't on his draft board.
I told you he ain't there.
Oh, that's 2017. Ooh, you're hot about that. Hold on, let me find this 2016.
Yeah, you made a bet on that.
That boy's not getting drafted. Yeah. He might make it.
No, he's gonna get drafted. I ain't worried about that.
He might make it.
He might go lottery.
You'll get to see him in the summer league.
He's not the first 5'9" killer we've seen.
You'll see him in summer league. Go to Vegas and watch.
He's not gonna get drafted.
Okay. You guys will see.
Is he on the draft?
Did you know what?
Is he on the draft?
No, because he's just a junior. Oh. So they don't even know if he's coming out. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Did y'all know that? That's my man.
I didn't know. Yeah, that's your man.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Yeah.
He's
just a junior.
You might not even be able to watch him play on TV.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You want to make a bet on that Weezy bet?
I didn't know he was a junior, though.
You want to make a bet?
Nope.
You said this year. He coming out this year.
I said whenever he comes out, he's getting
Here we go. He didn't say that.
Whenever he comes out, it's going to be the same thing. This is the thing about 5'9 guards, and he will move on, I promise. Nothing is going to – you're not going to grow. Your games are going to be the same your junior year, your senior. That's why Isaiah Thomas came out after his sophomore year, junior year.
Right.
Nothing's going to change. Your draft stock is not going to change from your junior to your senior because you're going to be the same player in the same conference.
Right.
He's going to come out this year. He's going to be drafted in the first round. I bet that. I bet he comes out this year.
I ain't betting that, but this is between him and Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas played in the Pac-12.
Right.
He's playing in I don't even know. I forgot what conference Oakland is in.
In the Horizon or something like that. Listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. When they played against Washington this year, he had 38. When they played against Michigan State, he had 30.
Okay.
When they played against big competition, every game he's averaged 25. Yeah, he shows up in big games. He's a player. A kid's gonna play in the NBA.
I mean, I hope he does because I hate to see when they don't take players because of their height.
I hate to see that. Yeah, no,
but
for sure.
It happens. So that's why I won't be surprised if he doesn't. Put it like that.
The world has to listen for Kay Felder. He's getting drafted this year. First round.
We hope so.
Yeah. I went with Jack Gibbs from Davidson.
Okay.
He's averaging 25 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists.
So you bring the fire back to Davidson like Steph Curry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you now. Listen now. Kay Felder, he's going to go to a team like Detroit or a team like Memphis because Memphis has to pay Mike Conley. And they don't want to pay Mike Conley, so they're going to have a point guard, and they're going to draft him, and he's going to kill.
I don't understand why they don't want to pay Mike Conley.
Mike Conley's the most underrated point guard in the NBA.
Now, Mama said something bad.
Right.
That don't make no sense.
Mike Conley good.
You're Mike Conley
and he's been with y'all all them years, helping y'all be the team to upset people in the West and lead the West, and y'all don't want to pay the man?
Come on, man.
Let's
move on to the best JUCO transfer of the first half of the season. Who you got, Coach?
Chris Boucher from Oregon.
Mm.
Averaging 12.6 points a game, 8 rebounds a game.
Okay. Oregon, I heard Master P's son. He has an 11-year-old and
Hersey and Mercy.
Hersey and Mercy, right? And Hersey was like, Hersey, where you want to go to college? He said, USC, Oregon, or who else did he say? USC, Oregon. Oh, and Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky.
And they was like, why you want to go? He's like, because that's what the Nike headline is. That's crazy for a 9-year-old.
Let you know he know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he know exactly what he's talking about. But my best JUCO transfer is none other than Ethan Telfair, who the world slept on, Idaho State. He's averaging 22 and 25 in conference play. Hey, listen, man.
That's your man, too.
Oh, it's my guy. That's the younger brother, Sebastian Telfair. He won't play in the NBA. But he'll get a chance. And he'll get somebody on the island, and he'll cook them. Listen.
No, he put them in the NutriBullet.
I tried to tell Coach Penny, go get this kid. Go get this kid because he's a player. You hear me? He's a player. He ain't listen to me. And I hope they play against him. I hope he has 40.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He'll put anybody in the mix, huh?
Listen. Player.
He dirty, though. Oh, he's dirty.
Player, though.
Dirty.
22?
Dirty.
8 assists?
He's dirty.
So he put me in the mix.
Oh, my God.
Weezy.
He put you in the NutriBullet.
Weezy.
5,000.
Weezy. You know, Smoothie King. You got Smoothie King, and they put the, you know, the big joint. Right.
NutriBullet, 5,000.
I
was spinning
like that. I don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to see that.
Truck. Smoothie mix you.
I don't
you.
Believe somebody put it like that.
Here's Smoothie mix you.
Easton Tail Fair plays for Ohio, Idaho State. And then I was talking to Coach Penny about this. Did our young boy, Marcus Graves, killing at Sacramento State.
I seen that earlier. Yeah.
17, 18, like.
Yeah.
And like nine.
Yeah.
No. Like six assists.
Yeah, he working out there.
Shout out to Marcus Graves, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Most surprising player that had. Who you got, Coach?
Jacob Poeltl. From Utah.
Okay. He's 17
points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists.
Yeah.
I mean, and they thought he was going to be pretty good this year. He was on a lot of watch lists. I wasn't quite sure, but he's definitely living up to the hype.
Yeah, most definitely. Utah. Playing. My most surprising player is Jared Utoff of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at him in 2014-15, he averaged 12. This year he's averaging 18.
Mm-hmm.
Main reason why Iowa was number 2 or 3 in the country at one time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he is Frank Kaminsky 2.0.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, right back.
What's he doing now?
He plays for the Hornets. Playing good. He starts now. Al Jefferson tore his pec, so he's out for the season. Frank is playing. Jordan team member.
Frank the Tank.
Yep. But you look at a kid like Jared Utoff from Iowa, he's ready to play. He's going to play. In March Madness, he's going to kill. He's going to get drafted. I don't really think that he's going to be effective in the next level, but you always need a stretch four, and Jared Utoff is definitely that.
Especially in this new league.
Yep. Now, what about your most disappointing player of the half year, Coach?
Scalabissiere.
you are hot.
He was preseason first team All-American.
Right.
He's not going to be on no team. He's not going to even be All-SEC team.
No, he's not.
Scalabissiere.
My guy's Chase Jeter from Duke.
Yep. Yeah, that's my second.
Yeah.
I had him as my second most disappointing freshman of the year.
Number 15th player in the country last year. Then he gets there.
1.7.
Come on, man. He's averaging 8 minutes a game.
Come on, man. And one of the other big is hurt.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
So you're Malik. Getting more tick.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
You got a kid like Jeter. It's a classic case of overrating the prospect, man. He might be a player down the road. He might transfer and go to Sacramento State.
Gonzaga
and cook like Kyle Wilcher did.
Exactly.
Kyle Wilcher left Kentucky, went to Gonzaga. He's a player. Exactly. But he's just not playing. He hasn't scored since late January. He hasn't scored.
It's bad.
And then at the beginning of the season, he only scored 1 point. From the beginning of the season to January the 2nd.
That's why he's averaging 1.7 points and 1.6 rebounds, I think.
You're a top 15 player in the country. You should, come on.
2 points?
Mm-hmm. You got to be able to get out there.
I'm going with my boy, man, Damian Jones from Vanderbilt.
It's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's a lottery pick. He declared for the draft a week before the season starts.
And he plays good against bad teams.
He put himself in the matrix when he did that.
Yeah, man.
Why would you do that?
Why?
Plays good against, he just, yeah.
You're bringing a lot of light to yourself.
Most definitely.
You're setting yourself up for failure because now everybody's going to be looking, oh, this kid declaring for the draft, the year haven't even started. And now they look at you and say.
He had 30 points and 10 rebounds against Weber State, but then he played against Ben Simmons and had six.
He's on Hill Day. Yeah, like high key, not even low key, high key. Listen, you know Vandy lost last night.
Yeah. I watched that.
That was your, what you say? They was going to go to Final Four or Sweet 16 or something?
Yeah, we might not even make the tournament.
Exactly.
That's, not making the tournament, that'll get your ass fired.
What did I say?
That'll get your ass
what
fired.
What did I say?
No, they made the tournament though. That's what I'm saying. Not making it, I'm talking about.
No. That's why I said this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. Listen, after this year.
Your ass not making the tournament.
I said this
you'll
year.
You'll get fired.
I said this
That's
year.
That's how you'll get fired.
They're not going to fire a dude.
I seen the light.
No, you can't. No. Listen. This team was a top 25 team.
Yeah, preseason number 18.
Come on now.
Then you don't make the tournament?
You can't do that. No.
Come on.
No, you cannot do that. You got an NBA player.
Come on now.
You got Wade Baldwin, who y'all think is an NBA player.
Come on, man.
Wade Baldwin's
You got
nice.
Your four man, who's a stretch four. He's supposed to be a killer.
Come on now.
Sure is.
And you can't make the tournament?
And you can't make the tournament?
It's not going to work.
You just named three people that's supposed to be playing in the NBA.
It's not going to work. Get him out of here.
Yeah, that's the look. Yeah. So what's the best conference in college basketball, Coach?
I went back and forth with this one. Back and forth, changed my answer. But I went and stuck with the Big Ten. They have five teams in the top 25.
That's crazy.
They have five teams in the top 25, just as many as the Big 12. Those are the two arguments.
Two.
Maryland, Iowa, Michigan State, Purdue, Indiana. If you look at the conference from top to bottom.
You're going to get two Big 12 teams, though. They're going to get number one seeds.
You look at the teams top from bottom in the conference, like you always like to tell me in football.
Right.
Don't just look at the top
teams.
Shout
out to the SEC.
Okay, then. So keep that same. Let's keep that same rules. Now we in this conference. Top from bottom. You got a team in the Big 12. It's like 7-15 or like 6-14 or something crazy. Because I'm telling you, I went back and forth because I had Big 12 at first. I went back to Big 10 because I was just looking at your teams that are where they're ranking in the top 25.
Right.
So I just went with Big 12.
And so you think.
No, you went with the Big 10.
I mean, Big 10, yeah.
So there's no night. There's not a night off in the Big 12, though. You know that.
There's a night off in the Big 10. You want to do that?
No.
Let's do that.
Nah, let's go back and forth.
I'm about to.
Okay. I'm right with you, my man.
You got the Big 12. I got the Big 10. All right.
Conference basketball. Let's go.
The higher ranked team in the country is not even the number one team in the conference.
Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it. What's the worst record in the Big 12?
Let's get there. Okay, here we go. All right.
And you got to realize it's way more teams in the Big 10.
Oh, man. The worst team in the Big 12 is TCU.
What's their record?
10-13.
All right. Now, how many teams in the Big 12?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Right.
So I'm just going to take the top 10. I mean, I'm just going to take 10 teams because you got to go 10 teams. You can't take all 14 because that's not fair.
All right, Coach.
Right. Is it not fair?
Let's just go with who's your best team?
Maryland.
And the best team in the Big 12 is Oklahoma.
All right. Who's your second best team?
Oklahoma. I mean, West Virginia.
Iowa, number five in the country.
Well, I mean, then you got Kansas.
Then you got Michigan State, number 10 in the country.
Then you got Texas, who's 16-7. Shout out to Weezy.
You got Purdue, who's 18.
You got Baylor, who's 15. I ain't even giving out numbers because Texas ain't ranked.
That's what I'm saying.
They're
going to
be ranked next year. I mean, next week.
All these teams are going to still be ranked.
So let's go out where Iowa State at.
Mm-hmm. Indiana's 22.
Iowa State's 13.
Okay. How many teams you got ranked?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
They got six.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Kansas State just beat the number one team in the conference.
Okay.
Just to be ranked.
And they're 14-9. All
right.
Kansas State's not a bad loss like people are saying. They're just bad in the conference.
You still got Michigan who's ranked.
You still got Texas Tech.
What's
their record? Who's 13-9.
Are they ranked?
No.
Wisconsin, 14-9.
But it's still the same. No, what I'm saying is I'm looking at records, not necessarily
ranked. I'm looking at records too.
And then Oklahoma State is 11-12.
Ohio State 14-10, Nebraska 13-11, Northwestern 16-8.
But so the thing is, I'm talking about. Well, you gotta look at it too. Is more teams like what you said, so it's kind of hard to skew
that's
it.
What
but
I'm saying.
But
you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah,
that's what we came.
The Big Ten is other than Maryland, it's just a bunch of slow basketball.
It's slow basketball.
Yeah, that's what it's pound slow basketball. That's the Big
right
Ten
to
is.
Left, right to left, right to left. You know. Trying to shot clock to 10 seconds.
Who Who's your most that? Disappointing team, Weezy? Vanderbilt.
For sure. Vanderbilt.
I got an SEC team. I got Auburn. It's disappointing mainly due to the fact because of injuries. Now, you can't. They had Simeon Bowers.
Simeon Bowers.
They had him playing point. He played point in the last game.
Talking about the big dude.
Yeah. He's 6'7", 260.
He's a little big.
He's played point. He played point last game. Yeah.
So he's not going to win.
So you
like
got four of your guards out. One got kicked off the team.
It's not, you're not going to win.
Your
like
boy still,
on,
he still hurt.
You got a top 10 recruiting class, and you're 9-12.
Right.
Yeah, come but on, I injuries. I didn't think they was going to be that good anyway. His first year having this top 10 recruiting class. Yeah. I didn't think they was going to bounce back
if
that
they
fast.
Wouldn't be injured, they'd be better than what they were.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
But Bruce Pearl's a good coach, though.
Yeah. Bruce Pearl is a good coach.
And he's a real good recruiter.
Yeah.
And they got players coming in next year.
He beat Kentucky, too, this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying y'all don't want to love Kentucky.
No.
Nobody
ever had them in the Final Four, one of the best teams in the country.
Man, y'all talk about all these players they get all the time.
No question. Every year they have players that
they can't win with them. This year.
They lost one game last year.
This is the first year it hadn't worked out, Weezy.
No, it worked out. It didn't work out.
What?
A couple years ago, they didn't make the tournament. They went to the
He didn't have NIT.
He didn't have high recruits like that year. That's the year that they had Darius Miller.
Right.
Come on, man.
Take up for him.
So what's a big time team?
It's Vanderbilt anyway.
Yeah. What's a big time team most likely not make the turn?
Oh, I didn't give. We didn't.
Oh, my bad. You got
gave your big. This one team?
Auburn.
Oh, yeah. I had UCLA.
UCLA, they had a no.
They were preseason ranked number 20.
Yeah, and they won some big games.
They're not even ranked.
But they're still, what's their record overall? UCLA's still a good team, man.
If you're supposed
to say disappointing, I'm saying like you know, Vanderbilt is disappointing.
Hey, they're both in the same boat. They both preseason top 25 teams, and neither one of them are ranked in the big. I mean, in the top 25.
UCLA has some good players though, and then
they're 13-10.
That's pretty bad.
Come on, man.
I didn't know they were that bad.
They bad.
Playing in
they're
the Pac
4 and 6 in the conference.
Playing in the Pac 12.
Come on, man. You got all these players coming back off a Sweet 16 team, and then you brought in a high recruit.
They got my man Fat Tone out there.
You brought in Prince Ali to go with that?
Yeah, he's not really.
He's still a high recruit.
Yeah, but.
And you're 4-6?
Mississippi State not looking good, too. They got beat by a dub.
Drug.
So a big time team most likely to not make it to the tourney.
That's kind of hard to say right now.
I went for Florida State right now. I think they're going to be that team that's going to be on the bubble, and I don't think they're going to make it. As of now.
Sure.
Now, they could, you know, they're starting to play a little better. Yeah. They could get some big wins later on in the conference because you got teams like Louisville, North Carolina, Duke, Miami. So they could have some other games they could win that would get them off the bubble, but they have to win some more games in the conference.
I'm going with a big-time team. So your big-time team is Michigan. You know, just I say Michigan. Not gonna make the tourney.
I can see that. I can see Michigan.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, them are teams like Ohio State.
They not ranked.
Yeah, like they're gonna be on the bubble. They're gonna lose games, especially in that conference. Michigan's gonna lose games.
I'm gonna say like an Iowa or Purdue.
But
that's just
to
not gonna happen.
I don't know that, and you don't either.
Yeah, but this is a team, big time team, right?
We're supposed to be going off the first half, though, right?
After their first half performance, which team is not going to make the turn?
They're number 30 in top 25.
Who's that?
Michigan. I mean, they're number 25 or 30 in the rankings.
So I've seen the number 26 team not make it to the tournament 2 years ago, and that was
they didn't play no big conference.
Maybe.
You can be there and not be in a big conference and not make it for sure.
Yeah, but I'm saying a team like that, and of course Vandy's not going to make it.
No, it's over with for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michigan, that's 30.
That 30. Yeah. So I can see them sneaking out, not making it.
Yeah.
So give me your final four prediction, coach.
Man, this was hard to do. I'm not going to lie. I went with.
Who's your number one seed? We'll both give. You got your final four?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll give our number one seeds and we'll go through and then get 2, 3, and 4. Who's your number one seed?
Maryland.
My number one seed is North Carolina.
not Kentucky. Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Yeah.
Michigan State was my number two.
And my number two is Kansas.
I'm going to go Wichita State.
Okay. And what about three?
UNC.
I got Maryland.
Oklahoma.
And I got Villanova at four.
Villanova's my four.
Who did I have it for? I forgot.
Yeah. that happens.
Who did I have it for? I forgot.
God bless America.
My Lord. Oh, my God. Oh,
unbelievable.
I forgot who I had.
Yeah, so in your championship game.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord. Championship game, I got North Carolina versus Maryland.
I have Maryland and Michigan State.
Who you got in the championship game with?
Michigan State.
And Wichita State?
Nah.
You said Wichita State
was going to win the national championship.
So how
you didn't even have them in your final four? That was your fourth team.
Yeah. That was his second or third seed.
That's my second third seed.
Oh, okay.
But how you going to have them win it all and they're not in the championship game?
I don't think they're going to win.
So why did you say it? All right, never mind.
Well, you know what? I got North Carolina
winning it all.
Yeah.
I got Maryland one. No,
Marcus
I got
Page
Michigan
is
State.
Get going.
I got Michigan State winning it all.
Big's going to hurt
you. You've been saying that for 2 years.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. No, they weren't even supposed to make the tournament last year.
You've been talking about Marcus Page for a couple years.
He's
bro.
A really, really good player.
He is.
He ain't better. Is he better than Denzel Valentine?
Like in college basketball?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But, I mean.
Did you? Never mind.
I don't really. I mean.
I'm going Michigan State to, I mean, win it all. Oh.
How can they win and they don't have a bid?
They doing it. And they got Tom Izzo.
I mean, it's the league. It's just the way college basketball is right now.
We got some bigs.
Yeah, but I mean.
We got Diamond Stone. That's why I think Maryland's going to be trouble. Trouble. Because they got a big. And they
Who you, Maryland, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Y'all remember watching that game and I thought Westcott was going to beat them yesterday? And they came back and beat them by 20.
Yeah, we told you this one.
That's crazy.
You're going to learn one day, man.
That's another show in the books.
Man. Another one.
We got t-shirts coming.
T-shirts on the way.
We got to post that up.
Call me.
See that?
For t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, he's gonna, please. His phone won't ring. Or he's going to be very busy.
We might even give our wristbands these t-shirts again.
Yeah, man. We got to get that going, man.
What's that supposed to mean? Very busy?
Nah, I mean, just fake busy. That's what I'm saying. You fake busy. Shout out to the air spatulas too. Those got a lot of
them.
You brought the spatulas back up.
Yeah.
You really gonna bring them back up again?
No, no. I was just saying they got a lot of love. People are looking for those. They're trying to figure out where they can get those.
They ready
can
to get
you
them tell off the
people?
Shelf.
Let the people know where you can get those air spatulas.
Never, ever, nowhere. You can't get them.
You can't. Oh, so they're exclusives.
Yeah.
Very exclusive.
They off the mark.
And for those people that were wondering, that was actually Weezy in that photo. Wow. It really was Weezy.
I can't believe you doing that.
My bad.
Nah, I can't believe you doing that.
You know, I brought it up early in the show. I'm going to bring it up again later in the show. Some people might not have heard. Another one, though. Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos. Congratulations to them. Cam Newton, great year. Hell of a year.
Right.
Hold your head. Keep those tight pants off.
Get rid of. Burn them.
Burn the tight pants.
Burn them.
Football's over.
Achilles is showing. Football season is officially over right now.
I'm still good,
though. That's on for the draft.
I'm still good.
Why you say that?
Got college basketball and NBA basketball. Man,
for sure.
I'm good.
For sure. Great second half of the season the NBA.
Yes, sir.
I think next week we'll do some NBA talk for sure. Weezy, what you got up for the week?
Oh, man. Not much, man.
Yep.
Something soft and light skin?
Something soft and light skin for sure.
Always, huh?
Yeah. Always.
Okay. Don't be whooped. You got to whoop it.
I heard you was... You can't be that. You got to reverse it.
You got to reverse it.
We out of here.
Hey, man. Man. Y'all make sure y'all rate, subscribe.
Yeah.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Check us out on SoundCloud.
To tell a friend.
Check us out on iTunes.
To tell a friend.
Check us out on Beyond Pod.
And watch out for those air spatulas.
And t-shirts coming soon. On the way. Ow. Let's go.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Thanks again for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch prior episodes, remember to visit the website at www.ondecktvnetwork.com.